Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul and Jordana on what looks like a beautiful day outside. Should be warmer, but thank you for spending some time with us on this sunny Monday. Hi, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, Jor. Greetings. Dad says hi.
Oh,
still has a crush on you.
Oh, I love talking to Folker. And I'm very excited about hearing what you have recorded with him. I know we can't tape with him, or we can't ask him questions live on the radio because his hearing isn't so great anymore. But yeah. I know you can record things, and I can't wait to hear his thoughts on Ukraine.
And you know why his hearing is non-existent? Firing bazookas at the end of World War II. He was thankfully, mercifully not in the German army, but he was a member of the Hitler Youth. Every kid had to become a Hitler Youth member. They were the last line of defense, you know, kids. And normally they practice with twigs, but they upgraded the twigs to actual bazookas, and he didn't have any hearing protection. Mm. And he blames that for his loss of hearing. So
I don't blame
him.
I don't blame him. Today also marks a very sad anniversary. At 6.05 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th of 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead while standing on a balcony outside his second floor room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. And I heard some audio of this announcement on CBS News, and I just wanted to take a moment to share it with you because it was a devastating day in American history.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound.
So that's it. You heard Walter Cronkite making this announcement. I can't imagine what it was like to be watching that. We hear devastating news a lot now. The things that always shock me are, of course, would be an assassination, which would be horrific, but also shootings like we hear in the school shootings. I remember just being stupefied as I watched the Sandy Hook events unfolding. I was on the radio that morning when I was filling in for John Hines, actually, when I had my night show. And I do remember, I mean, any of these events, OJ, 9/11, there are so many events that we can just go back to that are cemented in our lives. And I imagine if somebody was watching the news that night, they would remember the feel of their kitchen or their living room or wherever they were watching this, if they had a TV, and just recall his voice and recall what was happening that day.
Yeah, it was a shameful day for the United States. And I mean, it was just, I mean, what a train wreck of a decade the 60s were.
But right. Right.
He said some things, Jor, that have stuck with me over the years. He said, "I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." And he also said, "That's forgiveness true. Is not an occasional act. It is a permanent attitude." And, you know, as a Christian, obviously everybody is flawed. Everybody sins. But he, and I give him a lot of credit, he really followed the words of Jesus in terms of, you know, not raising the sword. Mm-hmm. That isn't the way to get things done. Peaceful disobedience. And he was one of a kind. And his legacy still lives on.
Yes. So today, of course, we remember the day that he was murdered. James Earl Ray was a 40-year-old who was trying to escape, later confessed to the crime, and was sentenced to 99 years in prison. So just wanted to make note of this tragic day that, of course, his legacy lives on with nonviolence and peace and love and all of those things. And we need Martin Luther King Jr., but we also need his legacy, his teachings, his faith. We need his energy in the world that we are living in today. So it's always just a good reminder that people like this do come into the world, and he did not have enough time here, especially on the mission that he was planning and executing, and, you know, the mission that he was living. So just wanted everybody to take a moment, think about how Martin Luther King Jr. would solve problems if he were alive today, how he would want things to be done, because I think that speaks volumes.
He inspired a lot of people, no yes, question about sure. that, and he is missed. Jordana, I miss spring. On paper, the calendar insists that it's spring. A lot of theories about what's going on, and a lot of theories about what's to come. Does this mean an extra wet summer? Some of the climate models are predicting significantly warmer weather for April, May, and June. We have a La Nina pattern in the Pacific trying to connect the dots. Kenny Blumenfeld, the senior climatologist for the state of Minnesota, is going to join us and hopefully put our minds at ease that we will eventually truly see spring. Kenny, coming up next.
Hey, Paul, thank you for the snow.
Winter likes the snow.
She does.
I'm glad somebody does.
It snowed on Winter's birthday over the weekend. How about that?
She was okay with it.
Yeah. What a great birthday gift. I found over 40 years, Minnesotans are pretty stoic, but that stoicism goes away when it snows on their green, freshly mowed lawns. Now, granted, nobody's been cutting their lawn yet, but it'll happen by the end of the month. April is the month of rapid greening. Once we have some moisture, a high sun angle. But, yeah, this spring, it's been a sucky spring, and I'm sure there's a more appropriate term for that. But I wanted to ask Kenny Blumenfeld about how this compares with other springs and what's to come. A lot of farmers concerned. Seems like soil moisture is in a good spot. A lot of lake water levels are still down significantly. Joining us now, my friend, Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist at the Minnesota State Climate Office. Kenny, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. How are you? I haven't seen any optimists mowing their lawns just yet. I might be able to find one out there.
Hope I remember how to do that. But what's your take? How far behind are we? I know last year ice was already off the lakes, at least in the metro. Seems like we're a couple of weeks behind.
Yeah, we were. I mean, well, last year we were early. I mean, last year we got out the gates running pretty fast with the ice melt. We didn't have much of a snow cover, and we didn't have really much of a winter for once we got out of that February period in mid-February 2021, it just kind of got warm. We are behind. This spring has the same flavor. I can name you four springs, and then beyond that, people are going to lose their minds because I'm talking about, if you talk about the past too much, it's like talking about dreams, and people get glossy-eyed. But this winter, in its behavior, it's kind of mimicking winters that we saw 2012-13, and these are all really late staying kind of Minnesota goodbye-style winters where it doesn't matter how it starts. They stick around for a long time. They all have a cold February in common, and that would be 2013, 2014, 2018, and 2019. And those winters were, I think three of them were La Nina winters, kind of like this one.
Right.
And they did tend to have a, snow in April, ice and slush in April, and then a very fast transition over to spring. Mm. I mean, that's the glimmer of hope you can offer, is that when winter lasts long, well, then as soon as it ends, you got summer. So,
wow.
Well, is that
okay.
What, then, Kenny, hi, Kenny, it's Jordana. Is that what we can expect, like a quick turnaround and an early warm, early warming and early summer?
I mean, that's a good question, Jordana. I can't quite, my crystal ball isn't, that good.
I'm sorry.
When we do look at the other winters that have behaved like this, what you see is either, you might even get some surprise warmth. I think of the year 2002, we had 91 degrees in April, but then it was like April 15th. But then, a week later, it was snowing again. We got another 6 inches and another 6 inches after that. And so you can get this kind of these emergences of summer inside of this long-lasting winter. That's one scenario. The other scenario is it just kind of drags on through the month, but then as soon as it ends, it ends very quickly, and there's almost no mistake. And I would say, just based on the timing of this, we've lost March already, so based on the timing, I would expect a quick transition. People will notice this as a short spring no matter what.
Yeah, Kenny, I call this a light switch spring, like turning on, flipping a switch, and we go from a shoe full of slush to 70 degrees in the span of a few days, and people just feel whiplash, as opposed to a dimmer switch. In a perfect world, we would gradually warm up, but Mother Nature never moves in a straight line. Let me ask you this. Those winters you rattled off, many of them La Nina winters, where spring came reluctantly, 2013, 14, 18, 2019. What happened? Is there a correlation with winter lingering longer and summers being cooler and wetter? I've always wondered that.
Yeah. Certainly the 2013 and 14 winters or summers were pretty cool, or at least mild. Any Minnesota summer, you're going to get your warm days, you're going to get your humid and stormy days, but those summers dished out less of that, and so there might be, but I think, we've probably talked about this offline or at other times, that there's also this tendency for some La Nina seasons to kind of convert and go into the heat and drought pattern. So, but when I think of these long-lasting winters, yeah, they do tend to be related to not necessarily mild, but fairly wet growing seasons.
Interesting, wet growing seasons. And any linkage with severe weather? My concern, when the atmosphere warms suddenly, It often leads to severe weather outbreaks later in April and May, and we've been let off fairly easy, at least in terms of tornadoes not hitting populated areas, not having crazy hail in recent years. I just wonder, you know, when does our luck run out? Is it this spring? When things happen quickly, the atmosphere can let us have it with both barrels.
Yeah, I just approach this as it could happen, you know, any year we could be in for a nasty surprise. And certainly when you do have a rapid transition, because, you know, the air aloft is still really cold, but you start heating the air at the ground, you get extra instability. And so the mechanisms are there. Sometimes it pans out and we end up with, you know, pretty hellacious severe weather. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't. We just end up kind of in a wet pattern. Like that year 2014, that was a bad year for too much moisture in June. But there wasn't a lot of severe weather. It was just too wet. We've had other years where maybe it wasn't too wet, but we had a lot of severe weather. 2019 had a very stormy summer. Although the growing season itself, although it was wet, there wasn't any one period that you would point your finger at the way you would with that June 2014. So I think it just, that's a little bit of a roll of the dice, but I think we should be prepared for our run of luck to end anytime it's going to get warm. I mean, what did we learn back in December? We learned that we could get tornadoes in Minnesota in the middle of December. And so I think all bets are off for trying to predict when we will or won't see them.
Kenny, last question regarding the drought. It seems like topsoil in good shape across most of the state. Obviously, farmers not getting out in their fields yet.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed on a number of lakes, including the lake that we're on, the water levels are still down very significantly. And I know March was wetter than average for most of the state, but are you concerned about the D word, about, you know, lingering drought affecting farmers and also just, you know, recreation on our lakes this summer? What are the odds?
Yeah, we've been hearing about this. Also, some of the area hydrologists have told us that they're a little concerned, and they're getting public concern about these lower lake levels. We'll have to see once the lakes, you know, once they thaw out and all that ice melts, and then you start getting some of that soil moisture back into the lakes. We'll see if they bump up at all. But yeah, we're always, you know, we came out of it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
a nasty drought last year, and it's not all the way over, and we're always at risk of sliding back into it. You only need about 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks of really dry conditions, and you're back into a drought. So we're not out of the woods with that. I think we have to kind of balance our anxieties here, and I would say right now we're looking pretty normal, which is actually good, and if anything, it's sort of tilting towards a wetter pattern based on this long winter that we're having, long late winter. But yeah, I wouldn't rest on our laurels just yet.
Well, we appreciate the perspective, and I still like to talk about the weather, and that's something that most Minnesotans have in common, because we get an extra serving of weather up here. But Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist at the Minnesota State Climate Office, thank you for joining us. I appreciate the perspective. And are you a Twins fan? Are you heading to Target Field Thursday? Are you going to brave the wind chill?
I'm not going to be there for that particular game, but I will definitely get out there a few times this year. Yeah, lifelong fan. Yeah, I remember the 80s and the early 90s when, the glory days.
They're coming back. They're coming back.
They are. They're coming back every year. We say that.
Coming back. It's an experience.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
So much. Great talking with you.
You bet.
Appreciate it. I don't know, Paul. I got a view of kids out there rollerblading, people biking. They're walking the dog in short sleeves. So everybody, even though the temperature might not reflect it today, we are so ready.
I know. And it's going to be like a light switch this year. So, hey. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a bewildered spectator. You know that, George.
Please, I know that more than anyone.
When we get back,
we checked in with Sloan Martin, the former Swiss Army knife at WCCO. She was at the championship game last night in downtown Minneapolis. She'll share her thoughts on the game and security next.
Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad.
Fitting on many levels for this song.
Sometimes
the prophet Prince predicting April snow, of course. But CCO TV did this super cool story. I want to share some other audio with you, but here's what was going on. On CCO TV, they were looking back in their research files and in their video files about the teacher's strike. There was a Minneapolis public school teacher's strike in April of 1970. So I generally don't do math, but I'm pretty sure that's about 52 years ago. And one of the videographers was... production manager Matt Liddy was scrolling through all of the video, and he saw a face that seemed familiar to him. So he gets up and he goes into the newsroom and he's like, "Look at this. Who do you think that is?" And didn't say anything, but "Who do you think that is? Who do you think that is? Who do you think that is?" And when I looked at it, I was like, "Oh, for sure. That's who I think it is." And they went on this treasure hunt because the audio of, it was film reel, remember film reels.
The audio wasn't
preserved properly, or they couldn't hear it properly, so they had to get that fixed up. And then they went on a hunt to identify the person who they thought it was in the video. So they found old friends, old contacts, old colleagues, band members. And of course, the person in the video who they thought it was Prince. Because his little adorable, I think he was 11 at the time, 11-year-old face seems, maybe 10, 11, seems exactly like the Prince that we knew and loved. And then when they restored the voice, it's even familiar in that way. So what happened was there was a reporter on the scene in 1970 talking to kids about the teacher strike. And here is what they heard when they put the mic in front of a very young Prince.
Are most of the kids in favor of the picketing?
Yep.
How come?
I think they should get a better education too, because, and I think they should get some more money, because they work, be working extra hours for us and all that stuff.
Now, I'm not saying that I would say, oh, that's Prince's voice. But, I mean, Paul, I don't know if you got a chance to look at the video, but it looks exactly like him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Mini
Prince.
And
they did confirm it.
And wasn't he born, I think he was born in 58. He was born the same year I was. I think he would have been 12. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, 11 or 12. Yeah.
So they you know, at CCO TV, they went on literally this treasure hunt. They went into looking at people that were in his class that year, and because they wanted to confirm it, because that's what good news organizations do. They go and confirm things before they put them on the air. So they went into Ronnie Kitchen was a friend and a colleague, and then they found a bunch of other acquaintances who knew Prince, and they just looked at him and they said, yep, that's him, that's Prince. And the you guys should go watch it at WCCO TV. Look at, you know, CBSLocal.com, CCOTV.com. Check it out, because the reaction of former friends and bandmates when they see this young Prince Nelson as a fifth grader, it's just, it's like seeing a ghost. And it's beautiful to watch them watch it and have them remembering him as so young. So it was just a little gem that they found in the archives at WCCO TV.
Hey.
And sweet, sweet story.
Sure. I have a theory. There are no coincidences. This is Prince tapping us on the shoulder, saying that he's okay and everything is going to be okay. That's just my theory, and I'm going to live with that, okay?
And that teachers should make more money.
Well,
because he literally said that.
Yep, that too. All right.
That kids should get a better education, because he literally said that. So it was so sweet. So it was fun. You guys should take a look at that story.
Good for CCO TV for tracking that down. Good for Matt Liddy for going with a hunch.
Great work.
Worked a lot with Matt. He's the real deal. Hey, you know who else is the real deal? Is Sloan Martin, now with the Big Ten Network. She had a chance to attend last night's championship game with UConn and South Carolina. And we asked her, in her opinion, how did Minneapolis do hosting the Final Four over the weekend?
Well, I know a ton of people that were here in Minneapolis from just the larger women's basketball community, people who I know through broadcasting in the Big Ten, the coaches, and you just start to develop even more of these connections, and you see more on social media too, aside from those conversations as well. And from everything that I heard, it was all enthusiastic and positive, except for the weather. The weather really just did not cooperate in our way. And yesterday was just dreary. I know, Paul, we're all blaming you per usual. But it was just dreary. It was cold. You know, and even too, I will say one criticism was that I ran into a couple skyways that were closed, which I know it's a Sunday, but also, you know, this is a big event. Most people are staying in their hotels, and this was maybe a little farther out. I was going from the convention center all the way back to Target Center, or all the way back to Target Center. So I was like, great, that's a nice long walk for me to do outside here in, you know, 35 degrees. But that would, it might have been small things like that where you're just, if I was from out of town and I ran into a closed skyway, I would just, I don't know, set up shop and live there, not knowing how to get out of the building. But overall, I know that people had a great time. It's very easy in our city to be able to stay downtown and go to multiple different places to take in that big game atmosphere. I think there would have been, you know, larger crowds people would have seen outside had the weather been warmer. But I know South Carolina fans, after winning the championship, were even outside in the snow. This is South Carolina, too, in Columbia. They were all still outside celebrating. So overall, from what I heard and saw, just really positive reviews about our city representing.
Love it.
You know, anytime you have Sloan on the air, it's a good day.
I
miss hearing her voice. I mean, I hear it on Big Ten, but it's great hearing her on CCO again. So,
yeah. We love our Sloaney.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she got a new oven, and she's going to learn to cook. And we had lots of other stuff. So if you need to hit the rewind button to hear more of Sloan, please use the Odyssey app and do the rewind button. And I will post this on social media. So I'll post her podcast at Jordana Verde on my Instagram.
Hey, Jor, many of us recycle paper and plastic and clothing and anything else we can recycle. What about furniture? There's one store that will allow you to recycle your furniture. More on that when we come back.
My name is Winter, and it's my 9th birthday. Yay!
Oh, sweet baby.
How is she 4 or 5?
Yes, yeah. We celebrated Winter's 4th birthday over the weekend. And it's just funny because we, you know, she has a spring birthday. But here we were sitting outside on Winter's birthday, and it was snowing. Yeah.
Did you tell her Uncle Paul made that happen?
I did, yes. Oh, yeah, she knows. She knows it's your fault.
Okay.
So what did you guys do for the birth? Well, I know you have a story, Paul, but what did you guys do? Was there a party? Was there
Yes. We had a very lively and stressful party at our house. And yeah, it's okay. We got through it. It was fine.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Was there glitter involved?
Oh, yes. There was glitter. There was a lot of food coloring and whatever.
There you go.
Well, look, I find it encouraging. When it comes to sustainability, more and more people recycle their clothes. Clothes are not a great investment, as a rule, and it just makes sense, and it's better for the environment. What about your furniture, though? IKEA will pay you to return your old furniture. If you can't stand that old bookcase and dining table or the mismatched chairs you once thought looked so good, if you bought them at IKEA, the retailer will pay you to get them back. The Swedish furniture and home goods chain said it's making its buyback and resell program permanent across all 37 U.S. stores on April 1st after piloting the offer last summer. They gave it a test drive, and apparently they're going to stick with it. And hopefully other retailers will step up, other furniture companies, and allow you to recycle your furniture. It makes sense to me.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I think that's real. So, like you're saying, if I have an old piece of IKEA furniture that I don't like anymore, that doesn't go with my decor, that I could bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back. I don't know if it's only on new purchases or if you get tired of it and you want to return it, they'll give you some money and you know, basically take your old stuff.
Well,
I'm not sure about that. But,
see, I want to go buy that stuff for, you know, a steep discount. I want to buy whatever Jordana's returning for, you know, 10 cents on the dollar or something. That's
there you
what
go.
I want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you don't want my old junk.
Okay.
DJ,
but
you're
good at this. You're good at upcycling, David, right?
Well, yeah, or just being thrifty, depending on how you look at it. But, yeah, we got a new oven at our house, a new range. We switched over to gas, which is great. And I had a 10-year-old electric range that was fine. It works. It's, you know, it's okay, but we were upgrading and switching. And I put it on Facebook Marketplace and I sold it on the way. I took the minivan in today. I stuck that thing in the back because they wanted to pick it up. And I said, well, I can't, but if you give me another 20, I'll deliver it. So I went to some house in North Minneapolis and I delivered my old electric range and I got cash in my pocket right here.
It works, right? The range works.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 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 It works just fine. It's just 10 years old and it's dirty and it's whatever. But they were in a big hurry. So my guess is their oven went out and they don't have $1,000 for a new oven, but they've got $100. So now on one day's notice, and, you know, I don't know, maybe they're going to get the bigger, better one of their dreams next year. But today they just need something to cook on and
it's
now they have
it. Yeah. Cool.
Don't you love Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
I love Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. I love Craigslist. I mean, I love them all, but Facebook Marketplace is just so easy and I've had good experiences. Like when my kids upgraded beds, and you're recycling, so it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you folks for coming along for the ride. We'll catch you tomorrow right here on CCO.
I usually smuggle a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my pants.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.